Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
Welcome. Welcome back to Annaly High School. 26-18, the El Molino Lions leading the Annaly Tigers in the Apple Game. The 55th meeting between these two schools. Annaly with the football, trailing 26-18, 12 minutes, one quarter left in this epic battle.
And guys, Annaly better change something up here on offense, get a couple stops on defense, otherwise that big giant apple that's sitting over there on the sideline is going to be going across the field to El Molino.
Allingham with the ball, looks down the sideline, he's going to be sacked, but he gets away and he's going to be, just gets back to the line of scrimmage. On third down and five, Allingham dropped back. He was looking down the right sideline. Coming in from the outside was Logan Woolsey, and he got a hold of Allingham and drug him down for no gain. Fourth down, guys. What are you going to do here, Jeff? Fourth down, the ball's at the 35-yard line. Are you going to the air, or are you going to try to run this if you're Annaly? They're lining up to go for it.
I'm going to air it out if I'm Annaly here. 5 yards seems like a lot to try and pick up on the ground, to be completely honest. I'm going to test the El Molino DBs here.
El Molino crowd is going to become very loud on this fourth down.
Allingham in the shotgun. He's got Vogel and Fox and his left and right. Two receivers left. There's a penalty before the snap.
That's the far back judge threw that penalty, which is signaling a delay of game.
And that penalty, very necessary. I won't complain about that one.
That's going to push it back and make it now fourth down and 11 for Annaly, trailing 26-18, right at the start of the fourth quarter.
And now that changes your play call, effectively, if James Foster. That's a big penalty. Go from fourth and five to fourth and 11.
They went from two wide receivers to three.
Allingham in the shotgun takes the snap, looking downfield, fires it out, right at the first down marker, but he's short.
Let's see where they spot it.
I don't think he got it, guys.
I think he's just short.
Nope.
Let's see.
Annaly's defense coming out on the field.
Yep, that's going to be short. The ball's going to be right at the 25-yard line. The receiver went down the field for Annaly, and he turned it back. Illich made the catch, but he stepped out of bounds. He needed to fall forward or try to fight for that extra yard.
Situational awareness right there.
And that's football IQ as well. Experience matters.
El Molino takes over, leading 26-18. The ball on their own 25-yard line. Weston Lewis, the quarterback for El Molino, the 6'1" junior, has done a great job of working all night long with his weapons. Jalen Hall, Cole Van Stone, takes the snap, pitches it quickly to Jalen Hall, and Annaly's defense says not this time, and they stuff it for no gain.
Annaly doing a good job of swarming there on the play. Guys, I would be hard-pressed to see El Molino throwing the ball downfield at all in this quarter, especially with the lead. They're able to move the ball downfield. I'm going to be expecting a lot of pitches here, screen passes, controlling the ball, making sure that you milk the clock as much as you can.
I was just about to say that El Molino's got to run at least 3 or 4 minutes off this clock.
I tell you the truth, guys, I don't believe you're right. I think they need to just keep throwing the football and doing everything they've been doing for 3.5 quarters. Weston Lewis, because they've been effective throwing the ball. Weston Lewis in the shotgun. Jalen Hall to the right. Hands it to, comes straight up the middle. He's got a big hole. And he's hit right at the first down marker. First down, El Molino. As Hall came across, Lewis faked the handoff, came up the middle. There was a big hole as the Red Sea opened, and he came forward for a first down. El Molino with the ball at the 39-yard line.
Gary Gritch able to take his feet out from underneath him, but again, not before the first down was gained. El Molino rolling here in the fourth quarter.
El Molino stays in there. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Jalen Hall, the running back, shifts to the right. Lewis in the shotgun. Fakes the handoff again, comes off the right side. He founds a little hole, but he's strung out, and he's pushed to the ground. Ryan Palmer, the outside linebacker, and a penalty comes up on the play here. Everybody's...
And that's either going to be on El Molino's number 58, Deddy Koshnier, or an Annaly defensive back. Looks like number 9, Nick Kramer, got in a little bit of a shoving match between the two. We're going to see who the penalty's on. These are just more bone-headed penalties.
Yeah, El Molino certainly doesn't like it.
El Molino and, fans chanting for an ejection
and
here.
And it's both sides. So. Another one of those both ways. I got to tell you, I don't like the both ways thing. You know what I mean? Because really it doesn't do – I think, Michael, I think the referees could call a timeout, talk to both coaches, and we start getting guys out of here because
– Yeah, I mean, it's obvious. And I know as a referee you don't want to toss a player out of the game, but at this point this is ridiculous.
Second down and 9. El Molino with the football at their own 39-yard line. Lewis looking over the defense. Jalen Hall, the halfback. Lewis in the shotgun. Annalee's got 4 defensive linemen standing up straight across. Hands it off to Jalen Hall. He comes up the middle and he's stopped for no gain. Annalee's defense is becoming much better here in the second half of this game. Their defensive linemen are starting to impose their will now. El Molino not finding any holes. And now you've got a 3rd down and a 6 yards to go. 9 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in the game.
Cole Hunter, Sam Perdue, Jake Visser, and Alejandro Verdeen doing a great job of moving the El Molino offensive line backwards as Annalee's trying to jump down the Lions' throats here on defense.
Let's see what Randy Parmeter, the head coach, dials up for El Molino. Lewis is going to fake, hands it off to Jalen Hall, and he's going to be stopped right at the 45-yard line. That's going to force a punt by El Molino, I'm sure.
Now, again, Nick, we had talked earlier. You said that they should air it out. I don't disagree with any of the play calling here on El Molino's part. You are melting the clock, punted away. Annalee's offense hasn't been able to do anything against you in the second half. So, I mean, test him. Keep testing him.
You guys were right. Annalee stopped them. They didn't let El Molino didn't try one pass on their last series, but they're kicking the football. And I got to tell you, Annalee's starting to sniff out the runs, and they're coming up playing runs. That's why I said I thought it might be good to fake a run and pass. You might be able to catch them. Back for in the punting position, and Easton Ransom takes the snap. It's a good one, and Ransom kicks a high kick. Coming up to field the ball, and the ball bounces, takes an El Molino roll. The ball bounced at the 32, and it rolls forward down at the 18-yard line. A nice 20-yard roll on the kick, and Annalee will come out onto the field trailing 26-18 with 8 minutes remaining here in the Apple game.
Now, if you're Annalee, I'm not necessarily airing it out right away. You still can run your offense as normally constructed. There just needs to be a sense of urgency in realizing that you're running out of chances here. You got 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Despite all the special teams woes that have led us to this point, you are still only down by 8 points. Keep your wits about you. Do your job. Get the points. And get ready to go after 2.
And you cannot stress this enough. You have to stay composed. One dumb penalty and your offensive drive is stalled.
Allingham in the shotgun takes a snap, throws out to the left. No pass interference called. It looked like number 12 for El Molino, Ethan Ransom, was riding the offensive receiver's back, but no call, incomplete pass.
And I can understand James Foster's frustration there. He's like, you've been calling everything all game, and you don't throw a flag on that one. I totally understand his frustration there.
Some more prom night activity there from the defender all over the wideout.
Second down and 10. Guys, I think the question mark will be is if Annalee doesn't get a drive and kill some clock here, they may get the ball one more time in this game. They need to take advantage of their possessions. Down 8 points with 7:58 remaining in the game. Allingham sends a receiver to the left, drops straight back. Now he's got time and he throws it deep down the middle of the field and he overthrows. No penalty. Cole Van Stone was riding Elledge's back, but the pass was well overthrown.
I think that's a good no call. That wasn't enough contact to warrant pass interference.
Michael, I concur. Those were two guys just hand battling down the field. It's okay. Nobody got tripped up or anything. Credit the El Molino pass rush there, getting in the backfield so fast, and I think that's what caused Allingham to air the ball out there a little bit, not actually get it online with Elledge.
Third down and 10 for the Annalee Tigers. The ball at their own 15-yard line, trailing 26-18, 7:52 remaining in the fourth quarter. Allingham back to pass, throws quickly over the middle, and it's intercepted and taken into the end zone for a touchdown. Coleman Hayes has intercepted the ball at the 20-yard line and took it to the house.
Coleman Hayes has had himself a day, both positively and negatively. He's been all over the field. We talked about his presence, his ability to go out there, find the ball carrier, make a tackle. Here he is dropping back into coverage, picks off that pass, reservations for six. And now El Molino looks to go up 33-18. I'm seeing some Annaly fans look like they're leaving. The game's not over by any means.
Yeah, but that is a huge, huge play right there. I agree. The game is not over yet. Annaly can still score in a flash. But that is a big, big play that give El Molino some breathing room.
Cole Van Stone lining up to kick the extra point. 32-18. El Molino ahead of the Annaly Tigers. The snap is good. The place is good, and the kick is good. El Molino Lions, 33. Annaly Tigers, 18. 7 minutes, 46 remaining in the ball game. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
T-Shirt Underground, top quality, low-cost T-shirts made to your specifications. Call Ryan at 707-596-8624 or check him out online at shirt123.com.
Want small-town dental care with big-city technology? You'll find it in Forestville at Forestville Family Dentistry. Dr. Carol Shiner and her team make your dental health their number one priority. Call 887-2140. Forestville Family Dentistry.
This is Sonoma County's News Talk. K23 3CM Petaluma. K27 HCD KSRO Santa Rosa.
Welcome back to Annaly High School. What a barn burner we got going here. El Molino Lions, Coleman Hayes, the middle linebacker, just took an interception back to the house, 20 yards. To extend the lead for El Molino as they lead the Annaly Tigers 33-18 with 7 minutes 46 seconds remaining. Cole Van Stone will kick off to the Annaly Tigers. Still plenty of time left on the clock. The Tigers need to score with their possession. Coleman Hayes, the middle linebacker, just picked the pocket of Gavin Allingham as he threw over the middle of the field and took it straight to the house. Van Stone kicks it off. The ball taken at the 10-yard line, up the middle of the field, looking for a hole. Now he breaks to the outside, and he's got some running room. And he's out, and he's across midfield. There's the play, the spark for Annaly.
Number nine, Nick Kramer with a huge return, bringing it all the way back into El Molino, what appears to be the 48-yard line. What outstanding field position for Annaly, and they're right back in this, fellas.
Just what the doctor ordered, Michael Barabalt. Annaly Tigers pass midfield with 7:36. They need two scores.
You know, being at Petaluma, we played them in the SCL, Annaly always found a way. No matter what. And let's see if Annaly can rekindle some of that old magic they had from their glory days just a few years back.
Annaly has defeated El Molino 8 consecutive times since 2010. El Molino snipping it here. They can get this Apple Trophy back. 7:36. Annaly with the football. Allingham back to pass. Now he's going to be sacked and down. Coming in from his linebacker spot, number 52, David Estrada, grabbed Allingham and dropped him 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Now, very important here for Annaly on the offensive side. I see a lot of bad body language. You gave up one sack. You gave up a pick six. It's nothing that you can't come back from. You got to believe in yourself and execute here.
Second down and 13, the ball on Annaly's 48-yard line. Allingham in the shotgun. Now he looks to throw. Now he's got time. He's rolling out to the left. He's going to run, and there's a penalty coming in late. A late penalty, something in the backfield.
If this is a holding call, this could really put the kibosh on anything Annaly's trying to get going.
And that's Jeff Woodworth, the star of the show, as usual, calling it a holding on Annaly, and that'll kick him back. It was a second down and 13, and now you can make it second down and 23 as El Molino accepts the penalty.
El Molino's defensive line is doing a great job of getting pressure on that quarterback. But again, their defensive ends ran a little bit too far upfield. Yes, as a defensive lineman, you want to get that sack. But at some point, you got to read the quarterback and see where he's going and have some room between you and your offensive lineman.
If I'm the El Molino defensive coordinator right now, I'm just dropping back into prevent defense with my secondary.
You are
getting a ton of pressure from 3-4 rushers right now, and Annerly hasn't been able to move the ball that well through the air all game, all things considered.
Allingham with the snap, throws it out to the right to Fox. Caden Fox comes up the field and gets the penalty yardage back. Gains 20 yards on it. Fox came over on a little swing pass and did a great job of using his speed and athleticism, and that's going to bring up third down and 11. The ball placed right at midfield.
At least you have a manageable third down if you're in a lead. That's a big play.
This is definitely two-down territory.
Yes.
6:26 remaining in the game. El Molino leading 33-18 in the Apple game here at Annerly High School.
Guys, the screen passes are working well for Annerly, but you got to take the top off the offense and start going downfield.
Fox out to the left. Allingham with the snap. Looking downfield, throws, and it's caught. Eldridge makes the catch, and Eldridge is out of bounds right at the El Molino 31-yard line, and that's going to be a first down for Annerly Tigers. And stopping the clock with 6:05 remaining. Allingham found Elledge out on the right sideline, and Elledge made the catch. Eventually stepped out of bounds with 6:05 remaining.
Interesting observation here, fellas. I'm looking at Cole Van Stone. He had some exchange on the sideline there with the Annerly coaching staff, and there he goes running off on the other side. I'm interested to hear what happened there.
Well, Parmeter doesn't like it, and he took Van Stone out of the game.
Calm him down, relax him.
More importantly, Annerly converted a big third down to keep their drive alive and their hopes, trailing 33-18, 6:05 remaining in the game. Allingham looking for a signal over here. He gets it now, relays the signal to his lineman, and steps back into the shotgun. Fox and Vogel are his backs. Fox goes in motion to the left. Allingham gets the snap, throws quickly over the middle, and this receiver was not looking for it.
Number four, Will Koenig, wasn't even looking for the pass. He was still running that slant before Allingham even fired it out there.
And you know what I love? I'm seeing on the Annerly sideline, old Annerly head coach Daniel Bordone is helping his successor, James Foster, out, giving him some instructions. And that's what you love to see, and that's a good guy to take advice from. When you run through the SCL, make it to the NCS championship game a few times, Daniel Bordone, probably one of the greatest coaches to ever be at Annerly.
Yeah, and let's not fall him short. He was a great quarterback for Annerly and went on to play at Santa Rosa JC. So good observation, Michael Baribault. Here's Allingham, second and 10. He gets the snap. Now he lobs it down the sideline, and it's
caught!
And he falls out of bounds. So Elledge made a super catch as he reached over the defender, caught the football at the 10-yard line, and as he was trying to get in the end zone, he stumbled out of bounds at the 5. First and goal, Annerly Tigers at the 5-yard line.
Elledge went up, pulled that ball away from Ransom, up over his head, started to head for the end zone, and stumbled out of bounds, fumbling the ball out at about the 5-yard line. But Annerly set up in prime position here with just under 6 minutes to go.
Looks like we're going to have a timeout taken by Annerly.
First and goal for Annerly at the 5-yard line. They're trailing 33-18. We're going to keep it right here, fellas. Big drive here for the Annerly Tigers as both teams go to their coaches on this timeout.
The announcer jinx. I feel bad, Nick. We talked earlier about the special teams, how excited we were to see that. That's been a dud, and here I am saying that you're getting all the pressure in the world to drop your players back, and Annerly's starting to carve them up like a butcher.
Well, I got to tell you, fellas, the defensive back play has been a little questionable for both teams, especially El Molino. Their defensive backs have been in good position throughout the game, but have made some poor decisions on whether to go for the defense on the pass or just let the guy try to catch it and knock it away. They did a good job down here knocking a fourth down pass away and preventing a score, but there's been some questionable decisions
on either secondary. You've got the Annerly DBs who seem more concerned with trying to knock the ball loose whenever they go to make a tackle, and you have the El Molino DBs going for the interception. It's guys, knock the ball down and make the tackle. Keep it simple.
And this is the second time Annerly's been inside the red zone and inside the 10. They have got to put points on the board instead of striking out like last time.
First and 10 at the 5. Allingham throws quickly to the end zone, and this time it's defended nicely by Ethan Ransom. As the ball came up in the air, Ransom turned his head as he should have and batted it away.
That's great defense right there. I mean, that is picture-perfect defensive back defense. having a hand near him and then deflecting that ball away. That is unbelievable defense.
Yeah, they were listening to us. We're talking about the defensive backs, and again, that's that broadcaster jinx. Is that what you were calling it,
Jeff? I would say broadcaster jinx, but Ransom also stepping his game up. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you.
Allingham with the second and goal from the five. Now he throws the ball, and it's
dropped.
It was a beautiful pass by Allingham, put it right where he needed to. And number four for Annaly, Will Koenig, had an opportunity, but it went out of his hands, incomplete, bringing up a third down and five. 5 minutes and 52 seconds remaining in the quarter. El Molino leading 33-18. How big is this play? It's two down territory, obviously.
Get a few yards here. You don't have to go for the end zone here. You can get a few yards, get it to the two, get it to the one. Do not have to go to the end zone right away.
Well, that means you're okay with the running play? Is that what you're telling me, Michael? I don't know.
It may not be. I mean, if your guards can get out to the linebackers and get to the second level, you may be able to score already.
Allingham with the shotgun throws. It's a little screen, and it's wide open. Great call by Annaly. Touchdown, Tigers.
Number 26, Trenton Vogel. On the little ditch play, comes out into the flat, gets the pass. He's able to take it into the end zone. I, much like El Molino, was concentrated on the island matchup between Kramer and his DB over on the left side of the field. I thought for sure that's where Annaly was going. Had me fooled, had the defense fooled. 6 points for Annaly.
Annaly's going to go for the one like they should. If they can get it, cut it to 8 points.
Takanashi struggled with these, though, all game long.
No reason to chase points now. You need the seven to cut it to eight. 33-24. Annaly wants this point. That would make it a 8-point game. Tognoshi in now. He's missed two kicks. Coming off sides now is El Molino. Now that might, does that change your call?
Absolutely not. No. If you're and they're going to go for it. They're going to go for two. This is
the gutsy move.
I cannot agree
with
Coach Foster.
And they are going for two.
I cannot agree with him. This has bitten you in the butt three times now, or twice since you've gone for it on fourth down. If you come up empty-handed here, you're putting yourself in a big hole with 5 minutes left.
Well, you're down by nine.
Yeah.
And then it takes two scores. So, again,
take the points.
James Foster making a big decision here for the Tigers. Down 33-24, going for two. The ball's been placed at the one-yard line. Annaly's got a full house back. Allingham's rolling out. He doesn't have anything, and he throws it in the ground. Incomplete pass. And El Molino's going to retain their 33-24 lead as Allingham rolled out to the right. Nobody was open, and he throws it into the ground.
Guys, I'm concerned about Takanashi right now. We know that kickers can typically be head cases to begin with, and you were just showing no faith in him whatsoever when it comes to these extra points. You needed the points there.
I do not understand that play call at all or that decision. I have absolutely no idea.
You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
For 26 years, Marin Orthodontics has provided high-quality orthodontic appliances.
I just want to
Dennison Orthodontists in the San Francisco Bay Area. The quality of the appliances crafted
right
at Marin Orthodontics
that.
Lab require 90% less chair time for fit. See their large selection of special effects for retainers and appliances that give kids and adults alike that one-of-a-kind smile. Designs range from simple sparkles and rainbow colors to comic book characters like Snoopy. Request your dental professional use Marin Orthodontics. MarinOrthodontics.com.
There'll be a rejoin.
Simply the best.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM. 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor. 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Annaly High School as the Annaly Tigers marched down the field and scored a touchdown, decided to go for 2 points, and did not get it. So with 5 minutes and 47 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter, El Molino leading 33-24. Annaly kicking off. This is absolutely an onside kick formation for both teams. Here's the kick. And he does kick it, and it's going to go out of bounds. Tognoshi kicked it a little too hard. It's going to go out of bounds at the El Molino 40, and the Lions will take over. Hey, fellas, an update real quick. Next week we're going to be at Piner High School. The Piner High School Prospectors are leading tonight 53-14 over the Miramonte Matadors, and that's going to improve the Piners' record to 5-0. And next week on the Game of the Week, we'll be there as Piner's going to host the Annaly Tigers. And guess what, fellas? It's been since 2004 since it's been since 2004 since Annaly Piner has beaten Annaly.
Well, Annaly's defense is going to have hands full with Piner's offense, but right now can't get ahead of ourselves. Annaly needs to show up here on the defensive end and put the kibosh on El Molino's drive.
And you may need to get a turnover here, strip a fumble, maybe get an interception, need a turnover.
Ball fake to handoff. Weston Lewis comes straight up the middle. I would expect Weston Lewis to keep the ball in his hands. If he's going to hand it off, it'll be a safe handoff. Weston comes up the middle of the field for 8 yards. And I got to tell you, fellas, that last missed PAT took a lot of steam out of Annaly. I think they're starting to figure out that two scores is going to be tough to get here with 5 minutes and 20 seconds without the football. So El Molino's starting to feel it. They want to take home that trophy. They haven't had it since 2010. Weston Lewis with second down and one. Hands it off to Jalen Hall. Comes up the middle for a first down for El Molino. Inside the Annaly 43-yard line.
And that first down will stop the clock momentarily as they move the sticks. But, fellas, I mean, if you're El Molino, if you throw the ball at all in this drive, it's an immediate drug test for your offensive coordinator. Absolutely. You have to run the ball, milk this clock for as long as you can. You got 4:50 and counting down here.
El Molino with the first and 10, the football at the 42-yard line. Weston Lewis looking over. Clock is running, 4:43 and counting in the fourth quarter. El Molino with the 33-24 lead. Lewis gets the snap, hands it straight up the middle to Jalen Hall. And again, the hog mollies for El Molino open up a hole, and Jalen Hall surges forward for 5 yards.
Now, I'm not sure if you guys believe in jinxes, but the El Molino student section has come onto the lower level, ready for the celebration. Petaluma's fans did that last year in the Egg Bowl, and Casa Grande went on to came back. Well, I hope El Molino doesn't think they're going to jinx it, but this is an interesting call.
Michael Barabalt's going to have to get down there and get position with Randy Parmeter here pretty quick, so we're going to check in with Michael later. See you later, Michael. Get in position. You've got to go all the way around that track to the El Molino side. You've got 3 minutes and 52 seconds to try to get a hold of Randy Parmeter and get his thoughts before pandemonium starts. Michael Barabalt will check back in with us later. He's going to go down there and see if he can get Weston Lewis and Jalen Hall to come up.
If there's one guy I know that can get the job done, it is the high school Adam Schefter himself.
Michael Barabalt's the man on the spot. The Adam Schefter of
of high school sports.
That's great.
That's
Jeff.
The inside scoop.
Very good. 3 minutes and 38 seconds. The El Molino Lions hand off to Jalen Hall. Comes straight up the middle, and he's going down right at the 27-yard line of the Annaly Tigers. And a timeout called by James Foster. That'll give us 3 minutes, 26 seconds remaining, 33-24. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
You're different, so your truck should be too. Keep your truck just as unique as you by taking it to West Coast Diesels. At West Coast Diesels, they provide custom builds and full repair services. As experts in diesel diagnostics, they'll listen to your needs and recommend the best solution. Want to talk diesels? They'd like to also. Swing by their new location at 3575 Airway Drive in Santa Rosa or online at wcdperformance.com. West Coast Diesels, your local diesel experts.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Annaly High School. Nick Madison, Jeff Woodworth, Michael Barabalt heading down to the sidelines. Try to get first impression from El Molino's Randy Parmeter. The Lions with the football and the lead, 33-24, 3 minutes, 26 seconds remaining in this contest. El Molino with the football, second down and six from the Annaly 27-yard line. Lewis gets it. He drops the football. Boy, that would have been a recipe for success for Annaly if they could have fallen on it. But Lewis falls on it. It's going to bring up a third down and nine. The ball right at the Annaly 30-yard line. And a quick timeout again called by Coach James Foster.
At this point, you're going to be running through all your timeouts, doing whatever you can to stop that clock, try and get the ball back in your possession, and then it's just go, 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 go if you're Annaly.
El Molino Tigers haven't won the Apple game since 2010, 3 minutes and 19 seconds from taking home the Apple Trophy. We're looking at it right down there, Jeff. The last 8 years, Annaly's carried that into the Annaly locker room, but the El Molino student body is ready to rush the field.
Now, there's something about rivalry trophies. Now, if it's in your possession and you defend its honor and you get to hold on to it, that's great. But now imagine not having that thing in your school halls for 8 years. That's two whole sets of graduating classes that have gone through, and now you get it back. Well, you're 3 minutes and 19 seconds away from getting it back.
Third down and 10. I expect El Molino to play it safe here. No turnovers. I don't think they'll pass the ball.
Got to keep the ball
Weston
on the ground.
Lewis
here
in the shotgun. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Hands the ball to Jalen Hall. No, he fakes it. Comes up the middle. He's got a hole. And he breaks to the outside. And he's heading to the house. And he reaches over. And they're going to put him out at the half-yard line. Weston Lewis with an excellent effort. As he came up the middle, he broke to the outside. And as he got to the goal line, he reached the football out. El Molino lining up quickly over the football. They want to step on Annaly's throat here, leading 33-24, 3 minutes and 10 seconds. Lewis is under center, gets the snap, trying to nose, pushes it in, and he does. Touchdown, touchdown Lions.
And the El Molino student section is not going to have to worry about that jinx that the oh-so superstitious Michael Barabalt was talking about. As they take a comfortable now 3-score lead on the Tigers with a little over 3 minutes left in the game.
39-24. Weston Lewis pushed himself straight up through the middle behind the center into the end zone. Coming on now to add the extra point is Cole Van Stone. The holder is that man, Coleman Hayes. What a game for Coleman Hayes.
That huge pick six that pretty much put the kibosh on any chance that Annaly had of coming back.
Absolutely. 39-24. The snap is good. The kick is just short.
I'm going to put that on the hold on our man there, Coleman Hayes. That snap came in. He fumbled it a little bit, tried to get it down, and Van Stone was not able to drive through and get the ball through the uprights.
39-24, 3:06 remaining in the game. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
Quick, sugar, those enemy agents are right behind us. Get in the car.
Oh, no!
Let's go.
I just wanted
just
to give you guys a head up on the time.
What the?
Too busy to take the car to Rick's Automotive.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
But
Rick's Automotive does free battery checks, provides honest service, even a Napa Auto Care Center, brakes, tires, batteries, everything to get your car on the road. But no, somebody was too busy.
But
Rick's Automotive, located at 6560 Railroad Avenue in Forestville.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Annaly High School. The El Molino Lions will be taking home the Apple Trophy for the first time since 2010. El Molino leading Annaly 39-24, 3 minutes and 6 seconds remaining in the game. El Molino has come to Annaly and taken home the trophy for the first time since 2010 in this 55th battle between these arch rivals. Van Stone's kick will be fielded at the 15-yard line, coming straight up the field, finding a little bit of running room is number 9 for Annaly, Nick Kramer, and he's tackled and a penalty flag comes in.
And that's just a frustration foul right there on Annaly.
I got to tell you, Jeff, Annaly's going to go to Piner next week. Piner's 5-0 this season, and they've been overwhelming their opponents. They haven't defeated Annaly since 2004. They've lost 10 consecutive games to the Tigers. I guarantee you next week the Prospectors are going to be licking their chops as Annaly's going to come to Piner with a 1-3 record after losing this game. It's going to be a tough battle for the Tigers and Coach James Foster to rebound after this loss?
I don't know if that was a factor that was made or taken into account decision-making when it came to creating the schedules, but back-to-back weeks, you are taking essentially, you get one rivalry game, and what sounds like it might be rekindling of an older one, you get two schools that haven't beat you in a combined almost, 15, 16 years. You got these teams coming at you. You have the giant target on your back. It's going to be interesting to see what Annerly does moving forward.
Allingham, the quarterback for Annerly's in the shotgun. He's got receivers all over the field, spread out. Throws over the middle, and he misses his target. He throws it a little high. That man, the middle linebacker, Coleman Hayes, did a good job. He was right in position there. Allingham saw him this time and overthrew his receiver. Second down and 10. The football right at the Annerly 24-yard line.
Chris McGowan had easily 15 to 20 yards of just green turf in front of him right there. But like you were saying, Coleman Hayes floating around in the middle of the field. I think it kind of spooked Allingham, forced him to put a little bit extra mustard on that football, and that's why it carried over the wide receiver.
Coleman Hayes, the 6-foot senior, had a great game on both sides of the ball. Allingham throws out in the flat. It's complete and getting out of bounds to stop the clock. Number 4, Will Koenig. It's going to be a 5-yard gain. Going to bring up 3rd down and 5 with the football at the 29-yard line. 2 minutes, 49 seconds remaining in the Apple game.
Good situational awareness by Koenig, the wide receiver right there, to get out of bounds, stop the clock. You only have one timeout left if you're Annerly. You want to use it for the off chance that you are able to score and get the ball, or, try and stop the El Molino defense.
Allingham looking over the defense, 3rd and 5, the football at the 29-yard line. Gets the snap, got time. Now he's rolling out to his left, and he's going to run. And Coleman Hayes comes up and tackles him. And they're going to say he's down on contact. The ball came loose, but it's going to be down. It's going to be 4th down, and the clock is running with 2:33. Annerly hustling up over the ball, trying to get a playoff here.
Knee was clearly down, no fumble, no cause for concern there. But, yeah, if you're Annerly, you got 5 wide receivers now. You just got to send the ball downfield.
And, again, a big tackle by Coleman Hayes, the middle linebacker for Phil El Molino. 4th down and 5. The throw's out in the flat, complete to Elledge, and he's going to be thrown down, but not after a 1st down. Right at the 48-yard line, 1st and 10, Tigers.
Nick,
trailing 39-24.
Nick, I need more urgency out of this Annerly offense. What are they doing walking up to the line of scrimmage? You've got just a little over 2 minutes left. You're still within striking distance.
Allingham takes the snap. Now he's got time. Now the pocket breaks down, and Coleman Hayes comes up and makes the tackle. Coleman Hayes came up from the middle linebacker spot like a bullet and made the tackle on Allingham to drop him 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
A great play by the El Molino defense. There was a flag thrown on the play. I think this is going to be holding, so that's just going to be pouring more salt on the wound for Annerly. And that ball is going backward.
Coleman Hayes has absolutely played a superb game for El Molino as he shot up from his middle linebacker position. Deddy Kushner also playing a great game. Both the middle inside linebackers for El Molino have played outstanding tonight. Allingham with the snap. Throws out the flat. Elledge off his hands, a little bit high. Elledge came back for it. The ball was high. Elledge jumped and he couldn't bring it down. 3rd down and 25. The ball right at the 2nd down and 25. The ball right at the Annerly 25-yard line. 1 minute, 56 seconds remaining in the Apple game.
I mean, what do you do right now if you're the Annerly offense, Nick? I mean, obviously these are coachable moments here. You get some good film so you can get some more teaching moments to go.
Allingham sets up a screen. He's got it out to the running back, Vogel. He makes the catch, and coming up, Jalen Hall makes the tackle. An athlete in space. And another athlete came up and made a great tackle. Jalen Hall, outstanding game for El Molino tonight. Definitely was the game plan for Randy Parmeter, was to get the ball into Jalen Hall's hands tonight. He had many carries. They used him as a running back, a receiver. Outstanding job by Weston Lewis. Allingham back to pass. Now the pocket breaks down. He fumbles. The ball goes into the El Molino running back. El Molino's number 8. Logan Woosley was the benefit of a sack that went right into his hands. Woolsey went upfield, and he's downed inside the 10-yard line.
And if that last touchdown put the final nail in the coffin, El Molino has started putting dirt on the casket. This one's all but over. You see the student section jumping up and down. They've actually made their way onto the Annaly track. These guys are eager to come over here in a minute and 14 seconds to get their hands on that Apple Cup trophy.
Logan Woolsey, with the play of his career, the backup quarterback, defensive lineman, was the benefit of a defensive pressure by the defensive lineman, came around the backside, and actually, as Allingham was trying to throw the ball popped up in the air and went right in his hands. And here's some sportsmanship for you. El Molino in the winning formation, and Weston Lewis kneels it down. And that's going to do it for this game. Maybe one more kneel down.
I don't care what anybody says, Nick. Running up the score is not as sweet as getting in the victory formation and just letting that clock run out, knowing that you took care of business, you handled what needed to be handled, and now you're coming home with that rivalry game trophy.
We've got a great post-game show coming up, so stick around. 48 seconds remaining. El Molino lining up in the victory formation. They're going to defeat the Annaly Tigers 39-24 in the 55th playing of the Apple game and break Annaly's 8-game winning streak. Congratulations to Randy Parmeter and the Lions. Next week, though, we're going to watch the Piner Prospectors undefeated this season, 5-0, as Annaly's going to travel to Piner to take on the Prospectors. The final score here, El Molino 39, Annaly Tigers 24. This was the game of the week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas inglés? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. And save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO FM. 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor. 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Annaly High School, and the party begins for the El Molino Lions as they've defeated the